Okay. So, please take it away.
Good job, everyone. Okay, so I don't think this morning's going to be actually so long, I don't think.
Okay.
So let's see. So basically, starting off then from this mission on Lamed Beis Amud Beis, yeah, that talks about, a case of an ohel, and basically an ohel arai, a kind of temporary ohel. So that's what we see that case where it says, right, the ein makifin, right, shtei chabios, lispeis alehem es kedera. So you can't kind of position two barrels, yeah, and you can have two barrels, and then you're going to put, a pot on top of it, yeah. So you're kind of, it's interesting, this kind of, OLRI, yeah, because you're not really doing it, yeah. I mean, obviously, yeah, to kind of, it's a classic thing where, the pot's going to be kind of the hagen, yeah, like protecting you, yeah. But you see in terms of this kind of OLRI, that there's, and many of these situations are like that, yeah, there's even type of OLRI where really you have to be kind of using in some way the space underneath, right? But other than that, really, it's just simply it's also because you've created a kind of some kind of ohel kind of roof and wall structure, yeah. So that's basically what we see in the Mishnah, and we see a number of interesting dinim about this kind of ohel that come out from the Gemara and from Tosfos, and that's basically what I want to kind of speak about a bit, because ohel is really it's a tolda of binyan, yeah, of bona, right. And yet, we see there's lots of dinim here that seem to just be kind of, different kinds of rules, yeah, that we haven't seen in terms of bona, right? So therefore, the purpose of the chabur is just to speak out a bit about this concept of oil, yeah, and to come up with some kind of svaras, basically in the acronym, to kind of which gives us at least a kind of a starting point, a foundation of really what oil was all about, and therefore why that is different from binyan. That's kind of introduction. So, okay. So the Gemara in Shabbos, yeah, actually speaks out that there's three types of ohel. There's an ohel keva, right, which you could imagine as being kind of a proper kind of permanent tent, if you want to call it that way, yeah. And that is chayv chatas, yeah. So it is a deraisa din, yeah, potentially, right. And as I've said, that's because it's a tolda. It's kind of like a derivative of bona, yeah. And then you have temporary oil.
Even though we learn on the Mishnah.
Yeah, we'll talk. So, very good. Yeah, so we'll talk. No, that's very good. Okay, that's actually where we're going to be going, to the Mishkan. Yeah, so we'll get to that in a sec, hopefully, next year. But and then you've got a temporary OL, yeah, which various examples there. But you can imagine, classic temporary OL is maybe it's got OL structure, right? But it's only going to be there for a short amount of time, yeah. It's not designed to be there permanently. But as we've said, we'll see there's other kinds of temporary oils where you're not even using it lahagen, you're not even using it to protect yourself, yeah. And that could still be a drubanon. Those things are drubanon, yeah. And then the Gemara there brings a third case, which is kind of things which, or even if you end up with a kind of oil structure, but actually it's completely permitted, yeah. So just kind of foldable chairs and things like that, where it ends up being, it's all there and you're just kind of folding it out, yeah? Now, also in our Gemara, we also have different, it's brought different kind of levels, yeah? And we saw that because, to start off with, we asked in our Gemara about the difference, right, between this seat you're building, right, for a stack on either side, and the case in the Mishnah, which was this temporary OL, yeah. We want to suggest, or maybe it's because there's no covering, but we asked from the case of Itztaba, yeah, which also doesn't have a covering. That's a proper kind of brick seat, as Rabbi Yahu said. Rashi points out that it's made of the venum and tit. It's actually cemented in, yeah.
So it's basically a lock, a seat.
Yeah, a seat made of bricks and cement, yeah.
Right, it's not really
organ. Good, yeah, correct. That's true, yeah. So wait a sec. So basically the Gemara then turns around and says, yeah, well, that's different because that's binyan keva, right? And exactly, so that would be, exactly. That would be the classic binyan keva, right? And then, so you've got a case of binyan keva, and then it says, and then you've got binyan arai, right? So just as we said, we've got OL Keva, OL Arai, we've got Binyan Keva, and then Binyan Arai. Although interestingly, this Binyan Arai, which is a Gezeira because of Binyan Keva, I saw at least the Ran say that that's then referring back to the case of the Mishnah, which is an OL Arai, yeah? And then we contrast and then we say, well, and in the case of the toilet, yeah? We're not gozer at all, even it would be Arai, but we're not gozer at all because of covered abrias. Yeah. What I'm saying is I'm pointing out that you know, you've got that kind of similar pattern, yeah? But then in relation to this kind of idea of OL Arai, what then comes out in the Gemara and Tosfos, a number of interesting dinim, yeah? So the first din that we see in the Gemara is named Rav Yehuda, right, is this madurasa, right? This kind of pyre, wooden pyre, right, that was made, you know, and it kind of, again, that falls into the category of where you end up with a kind of structure which has walls and a top, yeah? So let's call it an OR structure, albeit it's not meant to, no one's going to be jumping inside, yeah? But you're using the space inside for a fire, yeah? So that's kind of one of the categories we discussed of a temporary OL that would be prohibited, yeah? But the Gemara says, very interesting heta, that that's only a problem if you kind of construct that from bottom upwards. But if you first of all put on the top and then kind of put the walls underneath, then that's okay, right? And then we've got this Tosfos, Milamata here, right? Who points out that these different cases of OLRI, yeah? They're all going to be where you have to have walls coming all the way down, yeah? Because he's bothered, I mean, the classic case that everyone asks on is a table, yeah? You know, if you kind of have just four legs and then you put a table on top, isn't that a kind of OLRI? And so the answer that we give here is no, because, you know, the table doesn't actually have sides coming all the way down. So Tosfos will hold that all these cases we end up talking about, Biyata, Kedera, Puria, like the bed and all these things, yeah, they have, they're cases of where they have walls coming all the way down. And if in fact, so it has to be therefore, yeah, that again, you have, in order for these temporary oils to be asa, yeah, it has to be you have a covering, obviously, and then you have walls coming all the way down, and it has to be you first construct those walls, yeah, and then you put on the top. So in fact, if you have the walls already there, you just put, like, you know, the, let's say you've got the bed walls all the way down, and then you just put the bed on top of it, yeah, that seemingly would be permitted if it's there already for, you know, going into Shabbos or Yom Tov. So again, a lot of different, you could call it kulas, yeah, leniencies, different rules, yeah, about these kind of temporary oils. And we just don't see that, yeah, by the classic Bona. And in particular, one thing that comes out is, yeah, that if you were just to make the walls themselves, right, these very temporary kind of oil walls, yeah, there would be no problem, right? So, I mean, and the only problem is, yeah, when you make them, and then after that you add the top, right? And that's, in fact, that comes out also from another Gemara, yeah, which is why how we paskin, yeah, is that if you make a temporary mechitza, right, as, you know, as long as it's she'ena materes, yeah, i.e. it's not there, you're not making a wall for a halachic purpose, yeah, right, but it's just whatever, stum, you know, just a privacy or whatever, yeah, that's permitted, yeah, which is why, you know, you see people, you know, putting up, you know, temporary walls and stuff like that for you know, curtains or things like that, yeah, that's permitted on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And the major question, therefore, that we need to ask is, so what is this klal of ohel? And in particular, right, when it comes to bona, right, you know, any kind of small thing, you know, you nail a hammer into with a hammer into a wall, and that's bona, like a tiny thing, yeah. So why is it that if you create part of a temporary ohel, it's you know, the walls, it's just completely permitted, yeah. So that's what kind of we want to bring out to you, so just to try to explain this concept of no-hole. So the starting one is the Pnei Yeshua, yeah? And again, he's bothered by this question of why making the temporary OO walls on themselves, yeah, would is permitted, and, you know, tape at play, so to speak. Why shouldn't it be prohibited just because of Bona, yeah? Right, even if you're not making a full OO, but yeah, but you're doing Bona or you're making walls, yeah? So what he basically says is, he says an important distinction between OL and Bona. He says that when it comes to an OL Keva, which we said is a derisa din, yeah, it's a Toldah of Bona, yeah. He says, interestingly, you know, OL itself, right, is OL Keva is intrinsically less, right, than a binyan kever. Because if you think about it, an OL itself is intrinsically temporary. Yeah, that's the whole idea of, like, who uses tents? Kind of, nomads, I guess, yeah? Right, so even your classic permanent tent, so to speak, if you want to put it, kever OL, yeah, is in fact less permanent than a binyan, yeah? So therefore, that's why, says Pnei Yeshua, we need a separate tolder of OL. Right, because usually anything which is not, we said that the binyan keva, the derisa dinyan is on binyan keva. Anything which is not keva, in relation to binyan, is not derisa, and therefore we need a separate tolder which is derisa, a tolder of binyan which is ohel for something which is not a binyan dik kind of permanence. Yeah, and yet since that's a kind of what a normal ohel is like. Yeah. A normal ohel is just less permanent, but and yet that counts as something being keva, right? For purposes of ohel. So that's basically why that is, yeah? But basically that is only on the ohel part, yeah? But in relation to the walls is not really, the classic ohel is the covering, yeah? The walls are not the classic ohel. So if you have these kind of ohel dik walls, yeah? Then not only is it's not yet an ohel, but it's also not a binyan, because it's not even a temporary binyan, yeah? Because the degree of temporariness, so to speak, to the ohel is one step down. So you end up, basically, that's why it's permissible, you end up with walls, yeah, which would not even be, maybe a temporary ohel once you've created the covering. Without the covering, it's not a temporary ohel, and the walls themselves are not even a temporary binyan, because it's kind of everything in ohel is one step less temporary. So that's basically Pnei Yeshua, yeah? And then the Chasam Sofer kind of goes along those lines, but in a very nice way takes this one step further, and that comes back to what Eliyahu was talking about the Mishkan, yeah? And he says, well, now, the Mishkan is fascinating, because when it comes to Binyan, yeah, the Yerushalmi asks, and the whole Melacha of Binyan, yeah, from the Mishkan. Because we know that all melachas, generally the klal is, you have to have a degree of kind of, permanence in order for a melacha to be chayiv, yeah? That's generally one of the klalim of melachas, yeah? But when it, in terms of, when it comes to binyan, right, the Mishkan itself was intrinsically not a permanent thing, right? We know it's like made, it was designed, like, better than the IKEA design, right? It was, there, but to put up and take down and travel and put up and take down, So it's kind of like, so the question that Yerushalmi, which, also comes in the Bavli, is asking is, why on earth, why is this, how do we have any kind of malacha or binyan in the first place when it's intrinsically temporary, yeah? So the Yerushalmi gives two answers to that, yeah? One of which is then brought in the Bavli, yeah? One answer is, it says, our Pi Hashem, a yisuv al pi Hashem yachnu, yeah, that we're traveling, we're basically traveling and stopping and camping according to the command of Hashem, yeah. So that itself then kind of, sorry. Oh, that itself. Now I answer the simple pshat being, yeah, that when we put it up, yeah, the Mishkan, it could be there forever. Like we just don't know, yeah. It's whenever Hashem. So it could turn out that it's one day, but who knows, yeah. Like it's al pi Hashem, right? So even though the structure itself, yeah, is can be taken down or whatever, but once we put it up, then it has a degree of permanence just because of that, yeah. So the Chasam Sofer goes and he points out an extra thing. He says, well, actually, that structure in terms of the walls, yeah, it has a degree of permanence because of that, yeah. But he said also structurally, yeah, we have a structural engineer here. It's also the walls themselves were made in a very strong way. Right, even in the Mishkan, right, they were made with adonim, with holders, yeah, with tabas, the things that held a thing, and they were proper wooden things with held them both ways. And then they have the things going brichim going through the middle. Basically, it's physically held down. It's physically a strong permanent structure in terms of the strength of the structure. So basically, says the Chasam Sofer, that's the difference. He says that when it comes to the walls, yeah, which is bona, yeah. That has two elements of permanence, yeah? Masha Ein Kein, he says, when you think about the rios, yeah, the sheets that were then made the covering, yeah? So he says that is where we get the concept of Oha from. But that, yes, it has the permanence of Api Hashem Yachnu, Api Hashem Yisu, yeah? The same thing, when we put it, we don't know how long it's going to be there for. But in terms of the structural element, yeah? it's just, it's literally kind of a sheet. I guess it was maybe tied down, at the, but it's not really like, you know, it's not got that physical same strength in terms of permanence, yeah, as the walls have, yeah? And therefore, he says, based on that, yeah, that's why when it comes to the walls, yeah, walls will only be bona, right? You know, certainly that on a dry level, if it's not only there for a long time, but has certain strength, and even temporary walls, yeah, will have to have some degree of strength, yeah, right. Masha Ein Kein, it's the same concept. Masha Ein Kein Oel. Oel is intrinsically, you know, the structurally is more temporary. So basically, with that same concept, he therefore explains why, you know, these kind of, if you have like a little, you know, mechitza, yeah, that you know, with a curtain, whatever it is, yeah, that's never going to be, that's not going to be bona, yeah. You know, Masha Ein Kein, you know, it once you then kind of go and finish it off and do the same thing just with the top, it becomes Ohel. So basically, you know, it occurred to me that really, in a sense, Ohel is a Chumrah. Yeah, we're talking about Kulas, but in a sense, the whole idea of Ohel is it's a Chumrah in the sense that, you know, really we're creating Chiyuv, you know, Chiyuvim, or even on a temporary basis a rabbinic Chiyuv, yeah, for something which is much less permanent, yeah, much more flimsy as well than Bona. It's just then within that, you know, within that Chumrah, yeah, and even, you know, in the sense these Dinim are very Machmir because you're not even using them as a classic tent. It's a case of where it's Durabanan one just because you're making a structure, but within these things then we then have Kulas, yeah, you know, like we spoke out, yeah, that you know, it needs to be that you build it in the certain order, yeah, and you have walls coming all the way down and so on and so forth.
Beautiful. Well, thank you. Very important. Thank you for enlightening us.
Again.